On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dirt and Sprague.
Here's Smith dribbling. Gets the ball to Marcus Smart. Now over to LaRavia. 10 seconds to shoot it. Smith dribbling. Alley-oop to Ayton. Slam dunk.
What do you got? 20?
29 and 10 for DeAndre Ayton.
Sending a message to the Blazers, huh?
Yeah, they gave up on him.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brendan Sprague.
JoJo Lake eyeing his head coach, Wayne Tinkle. The clock running, 11 seconds, 10 seconds, and the Beavers will try to win it on this possession. 7 seconds. JoJo Wright with 6 seconds. Dribbles through a double team all the way to the basket. Lays it in with 2 seconds. Timeout, North Dakota State.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1, The Fan and The Fan Sports Network. Good morning. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
What is happening?
Good morning, Andrew.
Hello, Brandon. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. I'm holding strong, buddy.
What are we holding strong on?
I watched Monday Night Football with an antenna last night.
Hell yeah, brother. You put the antenna up watching on ABC?
Now, did I watch closely? Absolutely not. Yeah. But I had it on as background noise because I continue to refuse.
Hold
the line!
Don Kaven!
I'm not giving them an extra $10 a month. And my Beavs, by the way, are included in this new blackout.
Oh, you can't watch the Beav games on ESPN Plus?
Why
is that not available?
I don't know. I logged in and it said not available. Get like special access or something. And I'm like, what?
I'm trying to remember the last time I felt this screwed over by a corporation or a company. And it's not just one side. It's both sides of this. It's YouTube TV and it's Disney.
Yep.
And both of them being greedy and wanting more money instead of just saying, you know what? Why don't we think about people that matter every once in a while? And those of us out there that just love to watch sports. But it's hard for me to even contemplate the last time I felt this screwed over by a company. And there's not a thing that usually if you get screwed over by someplace, like an airline screws you or a hotel or, you know, a flight, like something along those lines, you can go down the route of like, I'm never going to use this, you know, business or company again.
I'm trying to think of the last time
I don't really have
screwed.
That ability. It's ESPN. Like, what am I not going to watch ESPN anymore? I can't quit them because I need them for my job and I love sports. And so there's not even an option of like retaliation business. What am I going to leave a bad Yelp review? Like, there's no option here. I'm just totally screwed.
Yeah, because they don't. I mean, much like Jerry Jones is an owner, they don't care what
they
you say.
They don't care.
This has nothing to do with you. This is about them. It's about money, and
they
don't matter.
They know I can't quit them.
Yeah.
What, am I not going to watch the college football playoff? am I not going to watch Monday Night Football every week?
What do you think collectively these companies would do if we did come together as one big, giant group one day and
everybody.
Just stop everything?
It'd be glorious if we could pull
no
it off.
No gas purchases.
Nah, we're not going to do it. Not buying gas. I'm walking to work.
We didn't go into work.
Yeah.
We cut all our, like, we cut everything that we've subscribed to. Like,
right.
How would those companies would have to massively respond?
You would think so, right? Part of the reason I'm in this position was because I hated Comcast so much that I couldn't wait to get rid of Comcast the second I got the opportunity.
Yep.
And then YouTube TV was presented to me, and I thought, you know what? Let's test this out. This sounds glorious. And I gave it a 10 out of 10 for month after month. I love YouTube TV.
I still do.
It's been phenomenal. Yep. But now it doesn't have ESPN and ABC, and it's kind of screwing my life over a little bit.
Yeah.
But the whole reason I'm in this position was because I wanted to boycott another company, and now I don't. What am I going to boycott another one? Am I jumping YouTube TV, going to another streaming platform?
So you did cave.
I did. Oh yeah, I did on Saturday.
Oh, you gave in quick.
I gave in quick. I wanted to watch Mario lose. I'm not going to miss watching Mario lose. I'm tracking that score at halftime, and I'm like, wait a minute, he might go down in Dallas. I need to see how this plays out.
I don't blame you or anybody, but I also look at this and I say, despite YouTube TV being involved in a couple versions of this, I am looking at the situation and blaming ESPN Disney more.
Without a doubt, it's their fault.
They're obviously more price so gouging YouTube TV. Yep. Right now so they can get people to quit YouTube TV
yep.
to sign up for their subscription-based model.
Yep.
So I get it, but I'm going to hold the line until I can't hold it anymore.
When is that point going to be for you? When is
the question?
Because I was thinking to myself, like, every weekend of college football now is going to be a nightmare. Like, the NFL, I don't have to worry because it's Fox, CBS, and Red Zone, and
same
I have all those,
Ducks
right?
and Beavs.
Then NBC. Ducks and Beavs, for the most part, are going to be okay.
NBC, Fox.
Right? They're on CBS CW. This weekend. Yep. You know, so those are not an issue. Oregon doesn't play, and Oregon State doesn't, like, largely play on ESPN. But it's all the other good games
it's
that you
It's the SEC games.
It's the big SEC yeah. games that I want to be able to watch.
Yep.
And then, you know, last night was Monday Night Football. The other critique that I have, and I don't know if I'm alone in this, so anybody else who's in our predicament can let me know. I was watching the Monday Night game on the ESPN app last night, and this happened when I was watching Miami SMU 2. It's almost, it's not, glitchy isn't the right word, but it feels like it's not a smooth broadcast. Like, there's just little pauses every now and then. And I feel like I'm going to have a seizure at some point. Like, it's not just one continuous video.
Yeah.
And it's driving me absolutely nuts. And so, not only have you led me to your app, have you tried to charge me $10 more a month, the stream isn't even good.
Right.
It's not even, if it was like 4K
quality good,
I would, you know, probably say, you know what, whatever, dude, $10, that's two lattes at Starbucks, right? What is that at the end of the month?
That's
not that big of a deal.
One latte at Starbucks now.
One latte and a roll of toilet paper for $10 a month. But it's not even a good stream. So it's like almost a double negative. I'm getting kicked in the nuts twice.
I watched college basketball last night.
Look at you.
Well, you said, like, I had the Monday night game on the antenna, right? Before the Blazer game started, I'm like, I guess I'm watching Arizona, Florida.
Yeah, who won that one?
Arizona
hey,
did,
actually. Hey, look at that. Shout out the old Pac-12.
They have a freshman named Koa Pete.
Koa Pete?
What I love about college basketball is not knowing anybody on any roster. Your team might be the only roster I kind of know or I'm familiar with.
We got Lynn Sanity this year.
Yeah, you got the Lynn kid. You've got the Mississippi Waterfall back.
He is back.
And you got Shellstad back.
Shellstad will be back.
He's banged up.
So soon. He's coming back
still
from
Kwame Evans? Is he still on that roster? Anyways, I know
a
few of your guys.
He's still there.
So I'm watching Arizona and Florida, and I'm watching that game, and I'm like, oh, this Koa Pete kid's probably going to be in the draft next year, and he'll be gone. Pretty good little forward, had himself a 30 burger in his debois.
That's not bad.
But I was watching a little college basketball. Two fun college basketball notes for you guys.
Kwame Evans, by the way, still on the roster. He's still on the team.
There you go.
There's another name you know.
How about TCU losing last night? I know you didn't see
it. I was glued to it all night. How do you miss it?
So most of these bigger programs are playing smaller programs, right? Like Oregon State played North Dakota State. Portland played Willamette. Pretty sure this should be illegal. It's a D3 school, but okay.
Who did the Ducks play tonight? Who do we got?
You get Hawaii.
Hawaii. Ooh. Yeah. I mean, that's a G5 team right there.
There you go.
Nobody's sleeping on the Rainbow Warriors.
TCU lost to UNO.
The game?
Well, not technically.
UNO. UNO's
but it's fun
game.
To say UNO beat TCU last night.
Was it the University of Nebraska-Omaha?
Nope. No.
UNO. What are the UNOs?
Come on now.
Do you know this?
University of New Orleans.
Yeah.
Oh.
UNO.
Okay.
I had no idea.
I would have never guessed
it. It said UNO beats TCU, and I'm like, what?
UNO, the game?
Boise State lost their opener.
I did see that highlight.
And their coach basically said, we're going to have open tryouts. Yeah. And I went, you've played one game.
You've been practicing for a month.
Can't be losing to D2 schools from the islands.
No. Boy, I don't know how long.
Yeah, that was Hawaii Pacific,
Hawaii
right?
Pacific.
Hawaii Pacific got Boise State.
That's not a power conference school.
I thought you guys were a basketball conference. What the hell, Boise? Hold up your end of the bargain. What are we doing?
I don't think they're part of the basketball part of that conference conversation.
They're not counted in that category. The last time I went to an NCAA tournament game, saw Boise State play in the NCAA tournament.
That's right. They were in the tournament.
They were at the
ago.
Moda with Gonzaga and whoever the hell else was there, but they were one of the teams that was in town.
So, and the final note I had from last night's college basketball festivities, I could not watch this game again because they wanted me to upgrade, and I'm holding the line here.
Hold the line.
So, Oregon State beat North Dakota State.
The Mighty Bison. Yes.
Swag, what is their mascot?
The Bison.
The Bison. To show you how disconnected from college basketball I am, I discovered last night, Oregon State has a player in their starting lineup named Yak Yak. So the Yak Yak beat the Bison. That was delightful to find out.
First name or last name?
It's both. It's Yak
His name
Yak.
Is Yak Yak.
Now, I don't know if Doc Parker
Wait.
Says Yak.
Wait. What?
But it's Y-A-A-K. Wait. Y-A-A-K. Yak Yak.
Let me go see if I can find a highlight.
Find a highlight. We need a Yak Yak highlight. Is he good? Does he play?
I think he scored 10 points.
That's
and
not
they had,
bad.
Like four players score 10 points.
Dude, you're not kidding.
Yak
there
Yak.
He is. Double A. Yak Yak.
Well, they've gone. Tinkle's just heavily relying on the international talent pool because he can't recruit
out.
In the country.
Right.
So he's going overseas.
There was a coach who talked about this who acknowledged that I can't remember who it was, but they were asked about bringing in international players.
They have to. Some of these schools have
to. It was essentially like, they're cheaper.
Yeah, dude.
The NIL rules are different for international players because of the...
You're not getting three, four, five stars here in America.
Yak Yak played for New Mexico State last year.
There you go.
And for New Mexico State, he averaged a half a point a game.
I think he had 10 last night.
Look at that. That's not bad at all.
Yeah, finding out how to say his name, if it's not Yak Yak, I'm going to be very disappointed.
ESPN is so far behind.
A dunk. Let me see if I can down.
Oh, okay. We got a Yak Yak dunk. ESPN's so far behind, they haven't even registered his stats from last night's game on their website
yet. I mean, they don't need to.
I mean, they should.
It was on the app.
It counts. It's a game.
Yeah,
it's Division I men's basketball program.
So I'm holding the line, and what I'm doing to hold the line is I'm watching sports that I don't really care about right now, and that's the beginning of college basketball.
Just going to stumble into some random things on opening night of college hoops. I didn't watch any college basketball yesterday. I'll try and keep an eye. What time do the Ducks play tonight? I'll try and keep an eye on that.
It's their first game. Why don't you check the email?
Yeah.
The schedule email.
Oh, I mean, they play tonight.
They're tipping off.
Yeah.
At that time.
At the time against the team.
7 o'clock sharp.
I'm a little jealous you guys have a Yak Yak. I'm not going to lie.
It's kind of cool.
Right when we started the show, they were doing some college basketball highlights, and I don't know who he plays for, so let me find this, but there's a Chandler Bing in college basketball.
That's great. There should be, I always find the article that has the...
The all-name team?
Yeah, the all-name team. Chandler Bing's got to be in that. Yak Yak has to be on that list.
Has to be. Chandler Bing is a small forward for Vanderbilt.
Ah, okay.
He's a Vanderbilt Commodores wing, freshman, 6'5", 211. Ooh, let's draft this guy. He's got some size.
JoJo gives it up to Mato, gives it to Samar. Samar to see. High low to Yak at the rim. Slam dunk.
It's Yak Yak. His name is Yak Yak.
I think we need to call Doc. Tell him we love him. Great call. I'm glad he got a happy highlight, and although it was a little nerve-wracking yesterday, I did see that score.
Came down to the wire,
but that's good. You're battle-tested now for March. You ready to go?
Well, I don't know.
You gotta
I don't know what
out.
Patrick's doing because the Cougs lost at home to Idaho last night.
Yeah, I saw that. Cougs. Rough
Dude,
week
that,
for the Cougs.
By the way, that is kind of like an underrated, they never want to lose to Idaho.
No.
Of all the bad losses,
that's a tough rivalry there. Almost lost to him in football this year, too, didn't they? Wasn't that
game
one?
Goal.
Yeah, game
winning
field goal in the last second.
Patrick and Johnny Ludwig having a bad little run here.
Johnny Ludwig has at least given up mentally, although I love that he said that and then texted us 20 times during the football game about how bad Oregon State looked, and it was like, I thought you weren't watching anymore, but he's clearly invested. Patrick was there. He was in Corvallis.
He looked defeated yesterday.
He was not... Yeah, that's a tough one. If you're calling Yak Yak highlights, though, I think both names, it flows better.
Well, that was later on in the game.
So maybe he did it early.
It's also
radio, settled on
right?
One, yeah.
So you're kind of doing a quick call with basketball.
And
you don't
Yak Yak with the dunk.
I'll text him and see if he's going to be doing a lot of Yak Yak.
I'm going to double Yak.
Yeah.
That's an all-time name right there.
That is an all-time name.
The line after he dunks or hits a three.
What would you do if you were calling that?
Oh, Yak with the throwdown? Don't talk back. Here we go.
Don't talk back.
Yeah, the song. No, Yakety Yak.
I get it.
I get it.
Would That's you just make that his nickname? And don't talk back with a deep freeze.
Don't talk back to Yak.
That'd be a deep cut nickname. Like people are like, what? So why is that his nickname? Like Yak.
It's a line from a song. It's not even just one word. It's not like Superman or Spider-Man.
No, you kind of save that if he like stared down his opponent or stared down the bench as he was wandering back.
He's a big guy. He'll have some block shots or something. You know, don't talk back.
Oh, for block shots.
Yeah, block shots. Exactly. Pretty solid right there. Don't you talk back to Yak. Don't you do it.
You know, you said that. I'm like, oh, it's terrible. And then I thought about that quick second. I'm like, that's underrated. Brilliant by you. Look at you. A seasoned player.
Yeah, Doc.
I'll text Doc Parker and just see if he responds to
it.
Well,
we got a kid on the pilots from Slovenia. His name is Matush Haransky.
Oh, it's Matush Haransky.
Yeah.
That's a good
name. So if he starts getting it going for
Matush!
Matush Go Sploosh is probably going to be coming out at some point.
That's how it works. Matush Go Sploosh.
Yeah.
That's how
it does come out.
Exactly.
That's how kids are made. That's what I've been told. How pregnancies happen.
All right, well.
Wear a condom, kids.
Holding the line. Look where that leads us.
Hold the line! Hold the line!
I'm definitely going to give up at some point.
I'm curious how long you can make it. Let me see what the weekend slate is in college football.
Well, everybody was like, they're going to get this done tomorrow for Monday Night Football.
I thought so, too.
It didn't sound like they're close.
Screw them, dude.
And it sounds like they're coming for Fubo next, so beware of that.
So BYU Texas Tech is 9 a.m. on ABC.
I don't really care about that.
It's a top 10 game. You don't care?
Okay. I think Texas Tech's going to help.
Texas A&M at Missouri. Is that doing anything for you? 12:30 ABC?
Missouri could be feisty. I think A&M is going to get got. That could be a bad take. I think they'll get got once.
LSU, Bama at night in Tuscaloosa.
They can't overlook LSU there. No. They're coming off a
fire bye. Fire coach effect.
I kind of just wonder. Yeah, they feel a little more free not having the red ass in
Those
their locker
Those are really
room.
The only games that you got to worry about.
There's a Cajun leading that LSU team now.
Next Monday night, your game is... Ooh. Eagles at Lambeau.
I'm not worried about Monday Night Football. I have an antenna.
I know. Touche. ABC.
Old school
ESPN.
ABC.
29 degrees at Lambeau. Frozen tundra.
Wait, they're playing Eagles?
Eagles at Packers.
See anything about the Packers? Weird team. They're going to show up for that game.
They'll win that game. They'll find a way to win that game after losing to Carolina.
Well, it's a loaded show today. We got a unique ticker to do. We got the Factoid Tuesday, and it's a Mail Sack Tuesday. So let's get it going. Dirt and Sprague, it's good to be with you. We start our Tuesday edition of the program next. Dirt and Sprague 105.1, The Fan.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
We got NFL Factoid Tuesday around the corner. I think last night I'm choosing to blame Jordan Schultz.
Okay, what are we blaming Schultzy for?
I'm blaming Schultzy for the Blazer loss.
All right. Because, his defense was terrible last night. Schultz was getting just picked on the entire night.
Yeah, he was just horrendous.
Some guy named Smith just torched him. Come on, Schultz, get a stop.
I kind of felt like that was Jordan Schultz. That was our Schultzy, our Jordan Schultz, not the Starbucks Jordan Schultz.
Sure, not the Nepo Schultz.
I felt like that was Schultz's fault last night for all his rhetoric about Bronny being picked in the second round. Guess who looked like a competent basketball player last night?
He did. He's played twice now against Portland because we just never get to see their star players anymore. So that's a great sign for the NBA.
He actually looked like a good player yesterday.
Didn't matter. He had a really nice game last night.
Well, as did every Laker, really, they when you did. Break it down that way. But I kind of, I turned the TV off and I was going to bed. I'm like, that's Schultz's fault.
I think Bronny probably heard that conversation. He heard all those rants about him not deserving a spot in the NBA. And he thought, you know what? Someday I'm going to go to Portland and I'm going to torch that team.
We will talk about the Blazers today. Oof. Oof.
Anybody heard of that Smith Jr. guy before? You guys ever heard of him?
I'd never heard of Nick Smith Jr.
He's I don't know that guy. Like, what are we doing?
What'd you say?
He's a what?
He's a two-way guy.
Oh,
yeah. He's on Hornets last year, they said. Didn't catch a lot of Hornet games.
News to me, man.
Yeah, I don't want to lie to you. I'm not going to act like I knew anything about Nick Smith. He literally had a DNP against Miami the night before.
Yeah, didn't play at all the night before.
It's brutal to lose that game when 71 points are choosing to sit out.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I think when we all found out in the afternoon that Luka wasn't playing, you thought, oh, all right, that'll be 5-2 is not bad. Then you got the Thunder coming to town on Wednesday, and that did not happen.
I parlayed the Blazer money line with the over of 51 at the half of Cardinals-Cowboys.
Well done. Well done.
It was plus 140, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to hit this.
They'll get hot in the second half. Cardinals scored an early touchdown, and then Dallas had a drive that they got stopped on fourth down, and you're like, nope, the over is dead here.
They scored 10 points against the Arizona Cardinals as an offense.
Yeah, they lost to Jacoby Brissett at home on Monday Night Football. So, you know, things are going good. Don't worry, though. They made a trade today. That'll totally fix things.
Yeah,
I love how
Wilson.
Aikman last night on Monday Night Football was like, can they cancel that trade? I don't think it's going to impact them at all. Because Jerry was teasing, you know, we got a trade down. We're going to nap. We'll wait till we send in the papers. We got a trade. And Troy just flat out says, you should probably cancel that. I don't think it's going to help.
I'm cool with everybody being friends with each other. Is it not bizarre to watch Stephen A. Smith sit next to Jerry Jones in the box?
Anything related to Stephen A. Smith is bizarre and uncomfortable. It's just a caricature at this point.
It's WWE. I don't like that it's becoming wrestling. I like wrestling being wrestling, and I like my sports to be sports.
Sports.
Like, be entertaining, but, like, my God, dude, it's just becoming, like,
everything's a heel. Everything's got to be a villain.
Yeah.
There's got to be a good guy and a bad guy.
Yeah.
He talks trash to them, and the Cowboy fans yell at him. It's just it's a bit that I'm so tired
like,
of.
Like, let the wrestlers be that, right?
Yes.
Let them do the bits and the heels and the whatnots. Like,
yeah, agreed.
Just it's bizarre, man.
Him sitting
what
in the booth and then with like an awkward, you know, high five handshake.
What a weird exchange!
Gets
that
up
was.
And leaves the booth. It just is. It's uncomfortable for everybody involved.
I did love Aikman just outright saying like, "Yeah, it should be Brissett going for it." I'd imagine.
It's got to make it feel good as a Cardinal fan.
And Cannons have to be like, "No, it's still Kyler.
No, he's definitely better."
What are we doing?
He's not. That's the problem.
What are they doing at Arizona?
Got a bit of an issue on their hands right now. That is their starting quarterback sucks, and their backup quarterback might be better than him.
I don't think it's a might. Their numbers are absolutely proving he's better for their offense, or at least what they are, than Kyler is.
Yeah, that's one, too, if you're Dallas. You just pack it in. Pack it in and go home. See you later. Have a good season. You're done.
I mean,
mathematically, you're not eliminated. Mentally, in my mind, you're eliminated.
Weren't you kind of already eliminating
them? I was already there, but I think that was one of like, yeah, you beat Arizona. What were they going? One game below 500 going into that one, like 3-4.
Yeah, but three, four, and one.
3-4-1, touche. So you win the game, you're 4-4-1. Like, mentally, I'm not giving you any chance to do anything, but offensively, you've been pretty good this year. So it's like, you win it. Maybe you hover around a wild card spot. Because I think after the NFC West teams, like the Niners right now, I believe are the last wild card team in the playoffs, if I'm not wrong. I feel like there's a pretty significant drop off after that.
Mm.
Like in the NFC East, who you only got one team left that you trust. Philly, because the commies are done. They're not going anywhere with Mariota. NFC North, you got two teams. Yeah. I'm not putting a lot of stock in what Minnesota did for 1 week. I'm still not all in on them. NFC South, where are we at on the NFC South? How are we feeling? Atlanta? Huh? Carolina? You putting any stock in Carolina? It's, New Orleans is the worst team in the league. So that was my only thing of like that last
week. New Orleans is the worst team in the league.
They're in the running for the worst. I mean,
no, they are, but you think they're the worst?
If they have they played, what was their win again? Who did New Orleans beat?
Great question. Don't remember.
They got a win. I know they beat somebody.
My five that I wrote.
I can't remember who they beat.
The Titans, the Jets, the Browns, the Saints, and I put the Dolphins in, and then the Dolphins randomly won that game against Atlanta, so I haven't updated my top five worst teams in football.
I think right now I would say that the New Orleans Saints are the worst team in the NFL.
You think the Titans would get the Saints?
I think so. I think they have a better quarterback currently. He is struggling.
I don't know if he's better right now, dude.
It's Tyler Shuck. Although I didn't watch much of that game against the Rams this weekend.
Feeling great about the Jets?
There was no need to. I'm not feeling great about the Jets. But then randomly, Justin Fields put up 40 points the other week, man. He got hot.
He did get hot.
He got hot and won a game.
Side note, keep an eye on Ja Morant. I know that's a pivot from the NFL, but boy, you talk about a relationship on thin ice that doesn't seem very warm and happy. It's Ja Morant and the Grizzlies.
I'm shocked that there's a little dysfunction there. A guy who has been nothing but a class player his entire career.
I'm going to say this. It's not easy to sell to the fans. They're emotionally tied to some of these guys, right? Yeah. If I'm the Grizzlies, I am absolutely shopping the living hell out of that dude.
I'm done, dude.
Get out of that contract.
Yes.
I want out of the business of Ja Morant.
Yes.
I want nothing to do with the attitude. And go look at his numbers. Tim Bontemps said this on the Hoop Collective. Because Windhorst was just like, he's still a top 10 talent. And Bontemps is like, no, he's not. And he's like, no, he is. Be quiet. And he's like, no, actually, the numbers don't bear it out. He's not as athletic anymore. His three-point percentage is terrible. I think it's like, it is
13.9%.
It was 15 2 days ago. So they played another game last night.
He was 30% last year from three in 50 games.
Dude, it's 15%. I saw a stat, and I this may have changed from yesterday's game because they played yesterday.
That's so bad.
Dirt, how bad has it been? Going into last night, he had more air balls than makes on the season from three. I want you to register that in your brain. More air balls than makes from three.
He, on the season, his numbers from three, 2 of 6 in the opener, 0 of 4, 0 of 2, 0 of 6, and then he popped against Phoenix 3 of 8. Look at that, trending
so
in the right direction.
Five makes?
And then in their last game, and then he went 0 for 6 on Friday against the Lakers and 0 of 4 against the Pistons.
So he has five makes, he has six air balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, he's not the player we talked about 2-3 years ago, dude. Like, if I'm the Grizzlies, get out of that and build around Triple J, dude.
Yeah, I would have been shopping him 2 years ago because I don't know when he's going to pull a gun on a teenager again and get suspended for 30 games or go to a strip club with a weapon when he's not supposed to or fly with one when he's not supposed to. It just seems like trouble waiting to happen, and then your hands are going to be even more tied. It's also such a bad look. Like, if you want to be the diva player and you're upset, I don't like the new coach, the rotations aren't good, and you're just given this attitude after games, after everything you've been through the last couple of years, you better make sure that you're playing at an MVP level. Of like, look how good I'm playing. How dare you question me? I'm Ja Morant. I'm one of the five best players in the sport.
He's blaming the coaching
staff.
He's
shooting 13% from three.
Yeah.
Like, you got to sit down and shut up at that. You can't complain about anything when you're shooting 13% from three.
You can't.
He's only had two games this year where he's made a three-point shot. Too.
I don't even know who would want him, though. Like, you're just...
with that contract?
You're selling on highlights and hope.
That's it.
That's what you would be selling. By the way, Coward, 17 points last night, 50% from three.
We got to stop doing this. I'm going to get really depressed.
Just giving you an update.
I'm going to get really depressed.
How many minutes did Young play last night? I think he got the old DMV.
Remember when we watched Summer League and we got excited?
Oh, Chinese Jokic.
Remember that? Remember that moment in time in July
when
everybody was all fired up? By the way, Ja Morant, two more years out for this on his deal. $39 million this year, $42 million next year, $44 million in the last year of the deal.
Yeah. Good luck with all that, Memphis.
Have fun.
All right, let's get to NFL Factoid Tuesday next on 105.1 The Fan. We'll talk about that Blazer performance last night. That was rough. My kids were there. My wife sent me a photo. My youngest is 9, And it was probably about the 4 minute mark of the fourth quarter. Shot me a photo. My daughter had fallen asleep. Yeah, that's their offense.
I did the same thing. I was in bed last night with, I think, about 4 minutes to go. They were down by 9. And the next thing I know, I woke up and it was like 10:45. And it was like, oh, let me see. Okay, they lost. All right.
We have audio from Dan Lanning on Iowa.
Ooh,
I want to talk about a little Oregon Iowa today.
It's a big game this weekend, man. I can't wait.
Peekaboo on a Tuesday on some Oregon Iowa. What do Iowa fans think of Oregon?
Ooh.
I have one example, and I will share it with you.
I can't wait to find out.
Coming up into the second hour. But it's 6:30, and it's time on a Tuesday for NFL Factoid Tuesday.
Hell yeah, brother.
It's one of my favorite little segments we do every week.
Take a scroll around the National Football League.
I want to play a guessing game with you, Andrew.
Okay.
When was the last time the Carolina Panthers were over 500 after week 9?
The year they went to the Super Bowl?
Ooh. That would be a long ass time ago.
That was a long time ago.
I will say, not that long ago.
Was it the Cam Newton I'm back moment? Were they above 500 then late in the season?
Ooh, here's a good question.
I'm
I don't know who the quarterback was. But that was one of my all time favorite NFL touchdown moments.
I'll give you a rant. Give me 2019.
You nailed it.
Hey, look at that.
2019, the last time the Carolina Panthers were over 500 after week 9.
My favorite meme that has now been tweeted out 3 different times, and every time I see it, I laugh out loud. There's a picture of Tiger Woods greeting John Daly on the practice screen, and John Daly's wearing this very loud outfit, and Tiger Woods is, you know, typical buttoned up Tiger getting ready to go play in a tournament. And they keep tweeting it out. It's always Panthers and Chiefs. And John Daly's the Panthers, and Tiger Woods is the Chiefs. And they've had the same record at 3 different times this year. And it's John Daly, Panthers 5-4, Tiger Woods, Chiefs 5-4, shaking hands on the putting green of like, we're technically the same, but not really. But right now, mathematically, we're the same.
Both non-playoff teams.
Both non-playoff teams.
Speaking of the Panthers, they get that win at Lambeau. We talked about the Packers yesterday, and I'm not kidding. If they beat Philly, I'm not going to be shocked. They have this weird thing. They play good teams. They play up. They play mediocre to bad teams. They play to that level. The Green Bay Packers are averaging 7.5 points per game in the first half of their last 6 games.
That's not very good.
And they're not having a Denver Broncos second half every time.
No, it's one thing to do that and then do what Denver has done and wake up and score 20 in the fourth quarter or have a massive comeback win. It's another thing when you just struggle the entire game. Jordan Love is a good quarterback. I think we can all agree on that. Where he ranks in the pantheon is a fascinating question.
You can't get a take because you will age poorly one way or the
other.
You can say he's not elite.
Yes.
And then he'll have an elite game. Or you can say, meh, and he'll go out and have a game that's never been done in NFL history. And he'll go, well, I look like an idiot.
Yeah.
So where is he at on the ranking scale that you want to do every week? I don't know, but he's in the conversation is how I would put it.
Yes. He's a top 10 quarterback. I'll just leave it at that.
Where?
I don't know, but he's in the top 10, sure.
Speaking of their loss, with Green Bay's loss and the Colts' loss, every team has at least 2 losses in the NFL. It's the first time it's happened before week 10 since 2010.
Wow. That's pretty wild, man. A lot of parity this year in the NFL, which has been fun to watch. Even last year, when you felt like there was parity, there was still a Kansas City that found a way to win every week. And it's like, how long can they get away with this? And the answer was until the Super Bowl, and then it's all going to crumble on them. But this year, it just, even the best teams in the league that we would think Philadelphia won the damn Super Bowl last year, and they've had a lot of moments this year where you're like, offense does not look good. Kansas City, we know the start that they've had. It's been a really fun NFL season because of that.
Yeah, it's very interesting the way it swings, and we note this going into every year, but we don't always take it into more consideration of just like turnover luck, one score down luck, one score down game.
Yep.
Like the Washington Commanders, and I know they've had some games without Jaden, and they will going forward.
Yes.
They're one of the worst fourth down teams in the NFL. They were easily the best last year.
Yeah.
They went to the playoffs. Kansas City, undefeated in one-score games last season. They're winless in one-score games this season. Denver, terrible in one-score games last year. One of the best in one-score games
right.
This year. Like, everything swings for teams with one-scores, turnovers, fourth down. Those are just something to take into consideration going forward.
This is why we get so much turnover year over year, and you think, well, how could that team not be in the playoffs? It's like, well, when you look at the metrics and how close they were to losing 4 or 5 games, maybe next year they lose those 4 to 5 games.
35 games have been decided by a game-winning score in the final 2 minutes of regulation or an overtime this season.
Ooh.
That is tied with 2021 for the most such games through week 9 in NFL history.
How about that? That's a nice little stat. Feels like it every week when I'm watching the Witching Hour and I'm like, oh my God, all my bets are about to lose. It feels like every game seemingly has come down to the wire this year.
I feel like I might jinx this, and I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it.
Say it anyways. Let's go.
I think you and I need to lock in Drake May MVP bets now before they rise even more. Get this. May is the first player under the age of 24 and the fourth player in NFL history to record at least 200 passing yards and a passer rating of 100 or higher in 8 consecutive games. He is joining the likes of Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning. He was 20-1 a week ago.
It's a rising stock.
That
rising. It's hard to see. Like,
feels like when Netflix got rid of DVDs and like, what's Netflix's future? And their stock was like $10 a share.
But it's only going to be streaming. Streaming doesn't make sense, though. How does that work?
And everybody that bought in at that point has benefited greatly.
Have we ever seen a second-year quarterback win an MVP?
Did Lamar?
Was that in year two?
I don't know. I don't think it was asking.
I'll see if I can Google AI it.
Yeah, because that's reliable.
Let's see what we got here.
Kind of curious. Yeah.
I think Lamar did it. Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes.
Won it year two. It was his first full year as a starter. Remember, he played the one game at the end of the year. They went to the AFC title that year, and he was like 55 touchdowns and 10 picks.
Wasn't Lamar's rookie season 2018?
Let me see.
Because he won his first MVP in 2019. Oh, no. Okay.
No.
2017.
Here are your MVPs in year twos. Jim Brown, Jim Nance. Those are not quarterbacks. Earl Campbell, Dan Marino. Yeah, Lamar did it in 2019. According to StatMuse, it's saying that he won the MVP.
See, I'm going to trust StatMuse, and I'll tell you, AI overview Google, Lamar did not win the award in his second season itself.
So confusing.
I trust StatMuse.
According to StatMuse, 4 guys, Marino, Warner, Mahomes, and Lamar Jackson have done it.
How about that? More NFL factoids around the corner. I got some juicy ones we'll get to on the other side. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1, The Fan.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, welcome back in. We'll peek into Oregon and Iowa. Big matchup. Should be a top 25 matchup, but we don't get that pleasure.
I believe it is in the coaches' poll. It actually might. We'll have to wait and see. Iowa could be ranked tonight. These rankings matter. Tonight
the
we get the
rankings stop tonight.
The rankings that count. So right. Iowa could be in the back end of the top 25.
They have the resume for it, that's for sure.
If they're not ranked and some SEC teams are ranked, I will be upset.
Fair.
The SEC is the better conference. There's no doubt. I don't disagree with it. It's deeper. There's more better teams. I understand that. But the idea that, like, a Missouri still gets to be ranked, but Iowa can't, what are we doing here?
Well, also, it's the debois of the college football playoff committee rankings tonight, as you noted there. And will we actually see the strength of record addition to the committee's thinking show itself in this?
Yes.
Or will it just be the usual suspects and we could guess it and none of that matters?
Did you see the video of them yesterday walking into the room to deliberate?
Yeah, hanging their hats.
Leave her hat at the door.
Idiots. I hate this.
Still on that committee?
No, I think he's off.
He cycled off.
He's on the Oregon State committee.
Looking for a new coach right now.
Look at Mike, just a committee guy.
Committee on committee after committee.
Let's roll on with NFL Factoid Tuesday. Josh Allen has 79 career rushing touchdowns, including the postseason. He surpasses Cam Newton's 77 for the most rushing touchdowns by a quarterback in NFL history.
Just going to break that record and keep breaking it every time he gets a new one. He's got a long ways to go, man.
He's working his way up the all-time just rushing touchdown list.
Yeah, it's got to be up there, I'd imagine, right?
He passed Earl Campbell.
Derrick Henry just passed some money. He's got like 130. Yeah. So he is working LT? His way up it.
Walter Payton,
he just passed Walter Payton.
Yeah.
Walter Payton had 100 even, didn't he?
No. He had 110. Oh, okay. Henry just got to 112. He's 8 away from Adrian Peterson, who is 4th.
He'll pass that.
He is 9 away from Marcus Allen, who is 3rd.
He'll pass that.
And then there's a bigger gap. LaDainian Tomlinson is 145 to his 112, and then Emmett, obviously, 164.
I don't know if he'll pass those two, but he'll pass everybody else. But Allen's also going to get close to that number.
Dude, he's unstopped. You get inside the 5-yard line, I just hike it to him and let him run.
He did that pitch play again where he's running and he just dumped it forward to Kincaid for like 20 yards.
Calm down. Okay, good play.
He really likes throwing it like that now.
He loves doing that.
Caleb Williams had 53 rushing yards and 2 receptions for 22 yards and a touchdown in week 9. He's the first player in NFL history with at least 275 passing yards, 50 rushing yards, and 20 receiving yards in a single game, and the first player ever with at least 20 completions and multiple receptions in a game in NFL history.
If you're a struggling quarterback or having an up-and-down year and you're looking for an impressive win, do you look at the Bengals on your schedule like a kid looks at a Christmas morning display?
Yes.
Because that's just like, that's the get-right game for everybody. I don't care who you are, man. Justin Fields looked like an MVP against them.
Colston Loveland had 118 receiving yards, and their rookie running back Kyle Manungai had 176 rushing yards. The Bears became the first team in NFL history with a rookie rushing for at least 175 and a rookie recording 100 or more receiving yards in the same game.
I'll just go ahead and repeat exactly what I just said. Playing the Cincinnati Bengals is good. Everybody eats, baby.
I would have thought that stat wasn't the first in its kind.
It's also not. I mean, it's almost more indicative of the opponent than it is of the offense.
You're not wrong.
Like I hear that stat and I think that just shows you how terrible the Bengals defense is.
Christian McCaffrey has 16 career games with both a rushing touchdown and a touchdown reception, surpassing Marshall Faulk, who had 15 games for the most in NFL history. Talking about breaking records.
That's an impressive one right there.
I don't know where they're going to finish. I keep looking at their schedule on my fridge, and I'm like, I still think 10-7. It's my guess. Yeah. I don't know if that'll be it, because they just suffered another massive injury yesterday. Another torn ACL. They're just handing them out at this point in San Francisco.
Do you need an ACL?
Do they have any draft picks left to make a
trade
with?
They might be trading for Chubb is the rumor on the streets, but we don't know.
Okay.
Are you a defensive lineman? Do you play in Santa Clara? A torn ACL. Jeez, dude. I don't know what's in the water over there. If they can make the playoffs, I think he's He's going to be in the running, if not the leader, for OPOY.
This is pretty funny, too. I saw this stat to add to it. Christian McCaffrey on the year leads the NFL in touches. He has touched the ball 229 times this year. Second place is Jonathan Taylor, 184. It's like, dude, he's all we got.
He really is.
Give him the ball again and again and again and again.
Yeah, because Kittle's come back two games. He hasn't really done a whole lot yet.
No, he's working off the rust. All of their receivers have missed time or been injured or are injured still. You've got a quarterback that's been out, so you're playing with a backup. It's just their offense is give Christian McCaffrey the ball. Either throw it to him or hand it to him and get out of the way.
By the way, update yesterday, Shanahan was asked about Purdy. He's like, I don't think he's going to get past the injury all year. And people are like,
cool. That's great. Yeah.
I'm the kid at the computer, Jeff.
Wow. Awesome.
10-7 wild card. Let's get our ass kicked.
This is going to be great.
You make the playoffs, though, buddy. I'm in. Just put me in the dance. I might be the geek who doesn't get danced with. I just want to dance.
Those feet injuries, man. Those are foot injuries, I should say. Those are brutal.
Justin Herbert has 50 career games with at least two touchdowns. Two touchdown passes tied with Peyton Manning for the fourth most games with at least two touchdown passes in a player's first six seasons in NFL history. Only Mahomes, Marino, and Allen have more.
Dude, he is having, I know the numbers don't jump off the page like maybe some others do. When you consider what his offense has gone through injury-wise and the offensive line combinations that he has played behind and the pressure that he's been under, he is having an unbelievable season.
T. Higgins is the third player all-time with a touchdown reception in nine consecutive home games. He joins Chris Carter and Jerry Rice for that record in NFL history.
You think they wise up and trade him this offseason? What could you get for him in
the
offseason?
He's so good. I know, man.
Their defense is the worst in the history of the NFL.
Draft better.
Trade him for a defensive
player.
Don't
be the Bengals.
Get a second-round pick and a defensive star.
Joe Flacco is 40 years and 290 days old. He's the third quarterback age 40 or older with at least 400 passing yards and three touchdowns in a game. He joins Brady, who did it four times, and Warren Moon.
It's really dumb to say this, but is there anything of watching him play at this level that makes you go, oh, Burrow, huh? Because he's lighting people up.
What do you mean, oh, Burrow?
Like, huh? Just is Burrow... Burrow's a great quarterback.
Are you calling Burrow
I'm wondering,
a talent merchant?
I'm asking the question, because Joe Flacco's playing at an MVP level. You just read the numbers. Go look at the game logs.
Is Joe Flacco elite? Most touchdowns in the fourth quarter this season, Jared Goff 7, Aaron Rodgers 7, Bo Nix 9.
Fourth quarter guy, late game Bo.
We need to focus on the first half.
Is this something we're going to, this is just like, are they going to win like this all year? Is this possible?
Is that what we're doing?
I mean, it would concern me if I were a Bronco fan a little bit.
I don't think Bronco fans concerned. No. I think they're cocky.
Well, look, you're psyched that your team's winning games, which is great. You want your team to win games, obviously. But there is also the idea of, like, how many times are you going to get away with this? And let's not sit here and act like C.J. Stroud getting hurt last week didn't impact that game.
That derailed that game.
He left with a concussion early on and didn't return. And so you got to play Davis Mills the rest of the game. We just talked about this with luck and bounces. Like, how many times are you going to be able to come back in a game? How many times are you going to win a one-score game? How many times are you going to be horrible offensively and then great in the second half? Like, at some point, my thought as a fan would be we need to get our S together in the first half and our luck's going to run out if we don't.
You know who was awesome in that game, by the way? Zach Allen was wrecking the Houston Texans, especially when Davis Mills went in. Last two, this one via Optostats. In NFL history, four quarterbacks have done the following over their team's first eight games of the season. Completed 70% of passes thrown for 2,000-plus yards, thrown for 15-plus touchdowns, and taken fewer than 10 sacks. Those quarterbacks are Brady in 07, Manning in 09, Breeze in 2018, Sam Darnold 2025.
Come on down, Sammy D.
Sammy D.
Sammy D, MVP.
And final one, the Bengals are the only team since 1970 to score 38-plus points and lose in back-to-back games.
They're the worst. Like, legitimately, there's now numbers out there that show that since they've started tracking certain things, they're the worst defense we've ever seen.
It feels that way.
In modern NFL history.
Bet the overs, folks.
Can I add one more on their defense?
Yeah.
They have given up 27 points in 8 consecutive games. The NFL record since the merger is in 1970 with 9 in a row.
And now they're screaming at each other in the locker room of who's causing
them. And they just traded a linebacker who is, I mean, I know maybe not as good as he was 2-3 years ago, but they just traded one of their better defensive players.
There you go. NFL Factoid Tuesday, every Tuesday at 6:30. Let's get to the second hour. Oregon-Iowa peekaboo. Dan Lanning talking about Iowa. We'll get to that. The second hour, Daily Ticker Hour 2, Dirt and Sprague 105.1, The Fan.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.